2. God's infinite power. All the universes know that the Lord God omnipotent reigns. The affairs of this world and other worlds are divinely supervised. He does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. It is eternally true, there is no power but of God. Within the bounds of that which is consistent with the divine nature, it is literally true that with God all things are possible. The long-drawn-out evolutionary processes of peoples, planets, and universes are under the perfect control of the universe creators and administrators and unfold in accordance with the eternal purpose of the Universal Father, proceeding in harmony and order and in keeping with the all-wise plan of God. There is only one lawgiver. He upholds the worlds in space and swings the universes around the endless circle of the eternal circuit. Of all the divine attributes, his omnipotence, especially as it prevails in the material universe, is the best understood. Viewed as an unspiritual phenomenon, God is energy. This declaration of physical fact is predicated on the incomprehensible truth that the first source and center is the primal cause of the universal physical phenomena of all space. From this divine activity all physical energy and other material manifestations are derived. Light, that is, light without heat, is another of the non-spiritual manifestations of the deities. And there is still another form of non-spiritual energy which is virtually unknown on Urantia. It is as yet unrecognized. God controls all power. He has made a way for the lightning. He has ordained the circuits of all energy. He has decreed the time and manner of the manifestation of all forms of energy matter. And all these things are held forever in his everlasting grasp, in the gravitational control centering on Nether Paradise. The light and energy of the eternal God thus swing on forever around his majestic circuit, the endless but orderly procession of the starry hosts composing the universe of universes. All creation circles eternally around the Paradise personality center of all things and beings. The omnipotence of the Father pertains to the everywhere dominance of the absolute level, whereon the three energies, material, mental, and spiritual, are indistinguishable in close proximity to him, the source of all things. Creature mind, being neither Paradise Monada nor Paradise Spirit, is not directly responsive to the Universal Father. God adjusts with the mind of imperfection, with Urantia mortals through the thought adjusters. The Universal Father is not a transient force, a shifting power, or a fluctuating energy. The power and wisdom of the Father are wholly adequate to cope with any and all universe exigencies. As the emergencies of human experience arise, he has foreseen them all. And therefore he does not react to the affairs of the universe in a detached way but rather in accordance with the dictates of eternal wisdom and in consonance with the mandates of infinite judgment. Regardless of appearances, the power of God is not functioning in the universe as a blind force. Situations do arise in which it appears that emergency rulings have been made, that natural laws have been suspended, that misadaptations have been recognized, and that an effort is being made to rectify the situation, but such is not the case. Such concepts of God have their origin in the limited range of your viewpoint, in the finiteness of your comprehension, and in the circumscribed scope of your survey. Such misunderstanding of God is due to the profound ignorance you enjoy regarding the existence of the higher laws of the realm, the magnitude of the Father's character, the infinity of his attributes, and the fact of his freewillness. The planetary creatures of God's spirit indwelling, scattered hither and yon throughout the universes of space, are so nearly infinite in number and order. Their intellects are so diverse. Their minds are so limited and sometimes so gross. Their vision is so curtailed and localized that it is almost impossible to formulate generalizations of law adequately expressive of the Father's infinite attributes and at the same time to any degree comprehensible to these created intelligences. Therefore, to you the creature, many of the acts of the all-powerful Creator seem to be arbitrary, detached, and not infrequently heartless and cruel. But again I assure you that this is not true. God's doings are all purposeful, intelligent, wise, kind, and eternally considered at the best good, not always of an individual being, an individual race, an individual planet, or even an individual universe. But they are for the welfare and best good of all concerned, from the lowest to the highest. In the epochs of time the welfare of the part may sometimes appear to differ from the welfare of the whole. In the circle of eternity such apparent differences are non-existent. We are all a part of the family of God, and we must therefore sometimes share in the family discipline. Many of the acts of God which so disturb and confuse us are the result of the decisions and final rulings of all wisdom, empowering the conjoined actor to execute the choosing of the infallible will of the infinite mind, to enforce the decisions of the personality of perfection, whose survey, vision, and solicitude embrace the highest and eternal welfare of all his vast and far-flung creation. Thus it is that your detached, sectional, finite, gross, and highly materialistic viewpoint and the limitations inherent in the nature of your being constitute such a handicap that you are unable to see, comprehend, or know the wisdom and kindness of many of the divine acts which to you seem fraught with such crushing cruelty, and which seem to be characterized by such utter indifference to the comfort and welfare, to the planetary happiness and personal prosperity of your fellow creatures. It is because of the limits of human vision, it is because of your circumscribed understanding and finite comprehension, that you misunderstand the motives, and pervert the purposes, of God. But many things occur on the evolutionary worlds which are not the personal doings of the Universal Father. The divine omnipotence is perfectly coordinated with the other attributes of the personality of God. The power of God is, ordinarily, only limited in its universe spiritual manifestation by three conditions or situations. 1. By the nature of God, especially by His infinite love, by truth, beauty, and goodness. 2. By the will of God, by His mercy ministry and fatherly relationship with the personalities of the universe. 3. By the law of God, by the righteousness and justice of the eternal paradise Trinity. God is unlimited in power, divine in nature, final in will, infinite in attributes, eternal in wisdom, and absolute in reality. But all these characteristics of the Universal Father are unified in deity and universally expressed in the paradise Trinity and in the divine sons of the Trinity. Otherwise, outside of paradise in the central universe of Havona, everything pertaining to God is limited by the evolutionary presence of the Supreme, conditioned by the eventuating presence of the Ultimate, and company, ordinated by the three existential absolutes, deity, universal, and unqualified. And God's presence is thus limited because such is the will of God.